This is Fresh Air. Coming up, a history of the Borscht Belt. But first, another part of New York's entertainment history. The current Escape from New York concert tour includes pioneers of punk Deborah Harry, the Ramones, and three of the four Talking Heads. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward remembers where these performers got their start, the club CBGB.
CBGB and OMFUG, to give its full name, which stood for Country, Bluegrass and Blues and Other Music for Urban Gourmandizers, was a business that had Doomed written all over it in the summer of 1975. It had a decent location on New York's Bowery, a great stage, and no customers to speak of when a young woman looking for a gig for her boyfriend's band walked in one afternoon. Now, that description may make her sound like a band bimbo, but the woman in question was Patti Smith, a poet who'd already made a record herself, a radical reworking of the Leaves hit, Hey Joe.
Hey Joe.
The band she talked CBGB's owner, Hilly Kristal, into hiring was called Television, and they'd been trying to make it for some time. But New York was just coming out of the era of the cabaret card and all the laws surrounding it, which had pretty much made live rock and roll impossible. Now, however, things were changed, and Television soon became a hit at CBGB.
I don't need no justification. I was heartless.
That was them playing live there on one of their first gigs. Of course, word got out that this bohemian bar was hiring bands, and soon a strange four-piece from Long Island showed up to play. That was how the Ramones sounded on the demo tape they circulated after CBGB had made them famous. Sire Records finally signed them and gave them a much-needed producer. And in June 1976, they became the first of the CBGB bands, except for Patti Smith, of course, to release a record. And while punk rock made the headlines, it was by no means all that was on the menu at CBGB. What the media loved was stuff like what Television's ex-bass player, Richard Hell, recorded. But equally popular with the crowds was some fairly straightforward, if slightly warped, pop material.
Surf's up! Moonlight nights, what I seem so clear, ooh, city lights.
Blondie was one of the big favorites, led by Deborah Harry, who was somewhat older than most of the CBGB crowd, and who had recorded with a terrible psychedelic band called Wind in the Willows in 1969. But Blondie's songs of surfing, giant ants from Mars, and Kung Fu Girls were right on target. Another band with pop influences began as a trio, but soon added a guy whose last gig had been with the Modern Lovers, so he probably thought that his new frontman was only mildly eccentric next to Jonathan Richman, his previous employer. Jerry Harrison made Talking Heads a quartet, and the band was on their way.
When my love stands next to your love, I can't compare love. When it's not love, it's not love, it's not love, which is my.
But these were just the stars. In 1976, Atlantic Records issued a two-album Live at CBGB's that had a blurry photo of the three-piece Talking Heads on the cover, but featured such forgotten others as Sun, Stewart's Hammer, Manster, and the Laughing Dogs. And there was Mink DeVille, who never sounded so good again.
Watch the door, deep surprise, it's a vision. My breath and rhythm sink the hollow, slash the core.
For each lucky survivor to make the current Escape from New York tour, a dozen vanished. But at least they had had their chance to make themselves heard, courtesy of CBGB, a most remarkable club in a most remarkable time.
Rock historian Ed Ward tells us CBGB still features five or six bands a night. This is Fresh Air.